I really like having thick edges with a deep fuller on my sparring blades, sometimes known as a dumbbell blade profile. So named because that cross section vaguely resembles dumbbells. To make a blade sparring safe, you have to make certain concessions to its design as opposed to if it were a real sword. That's one of the reasons why just getting a blunt sword doesn't necessarily work as a sparring sword. Real sword blades taper down to be the thinnest at the edge, as you'd expect. But you can't just thicken this into a blunt edge to make it safe to hit somebody with, because you're going to increase the weight of the sword overall. You have to trade something else to make that edge thicker. Fetter blades do this by just squeezing the blade down into a skinnier blade overall so that you can have that thick edge. While a dumbbell blade goes the other direction, taking mass from the center and moving it to the edges, which leaves you with a sword that looks more like a real sword in profile. And having a wider edge doesn't just improve your sparring partner's durability, but your own sword's durability as well. A thinner blade profile is liable to just get chewed up on repeated exchanges. And these notches often form sharp, so you're gonna have to sand them down or else your training sword will actually cut people again. And they also introduce potential breakpoints into the blade. A dumbbell blade can put up with a lot more punishment over a long period of time without doing anything more than just putting dents into the surface of that edge. So for the practical and aesthetic reasons, I really like dumbbell-shaped blades, and you can also experiment with that style too. You can maybe do a double fuller instead of a single.